Praise God. Hallelujah, saints. This is April M. Irwin, and I am just so happy and just so excited what God is doing in and through the lives and the hearts of the people globally, internationally as well as in the same area as me and as others. And so tonight, I have a few minutes to expound and talk to you about what God is doing. And we just give God the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I am honored tonight to be in tune with you so you can hear what God has to say through a servant, which is me, of God. Let us pray. Lord God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for what you have already done. We praise you tonight for what you will do, what you're capable of doing. We just thank you. Lord God, we pray and we ask, Lord, that you would cause us to hear your loving kindness this evening. For in you we do, for in you we put our trust, cause us to know the praise in which we shall walk. For we lift up our soul to you, Lord God. Teach us to do your will, for you are our God. Your spirit is good. Lead us in the land of righteousness, Psalms 143, 8 and 10. Tonight, I'm going to discuss with the servants of God, with the people of God, about, I want to talk with you guys about to serve God, you need no title or position. God has he has a special place for each and every person that is on this air, that is just here on the earth. God has a place, a plan, and a purpose for every person. And so we need not to worry if people don't pay attention to us. But make sure to be in a relationship with God so your name is called on the Lamb Book of Life. Be in a relationship with God means to spend time with God, to read your word, to meditate on the word day and night. Pray and allow the Holy Spirit to lead and guide you into truth. And so I have literally just seen the body of Christ been shattered because they have no idea their purpose, their plan, and their place. And so they're running everywhere. They're doing some of everything. And they have no clue on where to serve. They have no clue what to serve. They have no clue why they're serving. And they have no clue that they don't have to be a pastor or apostle or teacher or prophet or evangelist or teacher or counselor. They have no idea. They think that you have to have a title or position. If you would go to the book of Matthew 6 chapter 24, no one, and it reads, no one can serve two masters, for either he will have the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You can't serve God and mammon. And so that scripture is just explaining to you that you can get with Jesus or you can get with what the world has to offer. What the world has to offer, it is not of God. It's all types of sin. And what God has and what he wants for us is that we serve him with everything that we got, mind, body, soul, and spirit. You go to Romans 12, 10th chapter. 12th chapter, I'm sorry, verses 10, 11 through 12. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love. And honor, giving preference to one another, not lagging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord, disputing to the needs of saints, given to hospitality. The word of God here is saying that we ought to be happy. We ought to love your brother, love your friend, love men and women of God and children of God. Because this is what God is requiring of us, is to love each other. And as you love each other and you treat people like you want them to be treated, God in return will bless you. He in return will pour out a blessing upon you, and he literally will show you how to serve through waiting on other people. If you go to Exodus chapter 23, verses 25, hallelujah, glory be to God. God is so good, and we give God the glory. You go to Exodus 23, verses 25. I'm sorry, chapter 23, to verses 25 through 26. It reads, "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. I will take sickness away from the midst of you." And I am reading out of the Promise. It's a Bible that says New Life Translation Bible. Also, I will read also on a King James. And it's I'm going to go back to Exodus 23. "You shall serve the Lord your God, and he will bless your bread and your water. And he will take sickness away from the midst of you. No one shall suffer miscarriage or be barren in your land, and I will fulfill the number of your days." And so the word of God is saying, if you serve God with everything you got, he will, and you serving God with everything you have, and you're not expecting everything and anything in return, he will in return give you something to eat. He will in return provide for you. And he will in return take care of anything that tries to come near your dwelling, anything evil, anything that's not of God, he will stop it in its tracks. And then anything that's not supposed to happen to you, God will allow everything to cease. And he will allow you to be blessed in the days that you have here on this earth. Amen? So we give God the glory. Amen for the word of God. I will continue to speak a little bit about my topic and serving God. You need no title or position. God, he literally chooses to use whomever in his plan to build up his kingdom. And God doesn't need any of us. Amen? He needs no one, okay? And so we need him so desperately. We need him. And so we need no title, no position to serve the Lord. Amen. In today's society, you know, you're not accepted because you don't have a title, you don't have a position or status. You are not accepted and you're not important. And no one will ask you anything or ask you to come to the party or ask you to go to the different gatherings that they're having either on your job or at your church or in the school. You have to be in a certain in crowd. But God is saying to me, and as I have served God a long time, I am viewing now that people are literally going on to the computer. They got so desperate. They want to be accepted so bad until they are going onto the computer, logging on, and creating and giving themselves a title and creating and giving themselves a position, apostle this and teacher this and counselor this and evangelist this and pastor this and minister this and that. And then in the world system, they're literally going on the computer and buying their degrees and buying their certifications, doctor this and PhD this and MD this and bachelor's this and associate degree of this and master's degree and PhD degree this and that, because they want to belong to a group. And so the same concept that is happening in the world, you have to have a title, you have to have a position. They're bringing the same thing in the body of Christ. They're bringing the same thing within the church, and that is not of God. Men and women of God, I say to you tonight, serve the Lord with all your mind, your body, and your soul. And if you could just lean not to your own understanding, but lean to God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Lean to him, and he shall direct your path on where to serve, when to serve, who to serve with, at the right time, hallelujah, at the right place, with the right people. You need no title or position. So what has literally happened to the people? They didn't forgot to serve. They didn't forgot where to serve. They have no clue. They're running around with their heads cut off like chicken, because everybody wants to be in the in crowd. But God is not requiring us to be in the in crowd here. He's requiring us to have relationship with him, amen? He's requiring us to lean and depend and trust God in everything that we do. If you go to Psalms 102, it says, therefore, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, therefore, serve the Lord with gladness. So we ought to be glad to be in the number of Jesus Christ one more time. We ought to be glad every time there's an opportunity to come into the presence of the Holy God, of the Holy Spirit. We ought to be glad to whatever assignment, whatever activities going on. We ought to be excited to step into that Ram. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We give God the glory. And so what has happened here? The people forgot how to serve. You know, as a kid, I can only say I thank God for my mom and dad, because as a little girl, they taught us, they taught me and my sister how to serve. And what they did was it would allow us to wait on the adults. You know, as they did dinner and things, they had the hosted parties and different gatherings and stuff. We would serve. We would put the plates and napkins and all that good stuff. And so we learned at an early age on how to serve. So when we became adults, we just eventually already into that spirit of serving, you know. And so to serve, you go to the dictionary, it means. To serve means to work for, to be servant to wait on, to meet the requirements. Amen? And so to serve God means, if you go to Joshua 24:15, it reads, as for me and my house, hallelujah, we will serve the Lord. You hear that quote all the time. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. And what this is saying to me as I read this passage, it's saying to me that God wants us to look at him valuable. You know, he wants us to submit to him in a way that makes him look at us so exciting and thrilling that we're serving him and we're worshiping him and we're coming into the knowledge and the kingdom of God. And so to submit to God, we must do whatever God asks of us with a servant heart. And so a lot of times God will require us to do some things that is down and dirty. He may ask you to stand out in the parking lot and greet the people coming in and out. He may ask you to scrub the floor for some widow woman. He may ask you to just put your hands out and reach forth to an orphan child. I don't know what God is will ask, but each and every person that was born on this earth, God will require us to serve him. And so a lot of people ignore God because they're like, God, I ain't doing that. No. I'm not doing that. I don't want to do that because it is not requiring a title or a position. I want to be seen. I want to be in the in crowd. I want to get recognition. And so to serve God without a title or position requires commitment. Hallelujah. We need some soldiers here to be committed in the body of Christ. And not only committed, but faithful. You got to be faithful to serve God without a title or position. God is requiring us to not, God is rewarding us to, it's not how you serve him, it's not when, it's not how you do what you do when you serve and how, but it's by obedience. If you're listening to the body of Christ, if you go to Exodus 28, I'm going to try to wrap this thing up because I know I'll be off the air pretty soon. If you go to Exodus 28, I'll just read here. It says, take from among the people of Israel your brother Aaron and his sons, Nadab, Ahab, Issachar, Itamar, to work for me as religious leaders. Make holy clothing for your brother Aaron, for honor and for beauty. To all the able workmen whom I have given the spirit of wisdom to make Aaron's clothing, to set him apart for my work. He was working for me as a religious leader. These are the clothes that they will make for him. They will make holy clothing for your brother Aaron and his sons to work for me as a leader, a religious leader. They will use gold and blue and purple and red clothing and fine linen. And God is saying to the body of Christ, serve me as a priest. He's saying right now, leadership, you want a title, okay? You want a position. But leadership, and I'm going to touch on that a little bit, leadership is not about holding a title or position of authority. It's about stepping down into a role as a servant. Hallelujah. Willing to serve others with a sincere heart. It is literally going in behind the scene and doing what thus says the Lord, not even trying to get recognition to serve him, and ready to stop what you're doing when someone is hurting and needs some help. So the body of Christ is in need right now of true men in God who wants to serve the Lord and not get something in return. And a lot of people serving, and they don't have a servant heart. So you have to serve with love, with peace, with gladness, with sincere heart, with commitment. Hallelujah. And so God is requiring of us to spend time in prayer and to confess our sin. Make a commitment tonight to serve God with everything you got. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God the praise for opportunity and talking about serving him. And so how do you find where to serve, when to serve, and a place in God's kingdom? You got to pray and you got to ask the Holy Spirit to lead you and where to serve. And then as you allow the Holy Spirit to do something within your heart and to listen, you got to wait for an answer. Learn how to wait. Listen to God. Accept your place of serving. Be available for God to work in you and through you and whatever God wants you to do. Yay, Lord, I'm going to serve you. Yay, Lord, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do your holy will. You're going to serve without any restrictions or requirements. Hallelujah. It is always, and you want to know the answer to it. Serving God is always what comes easy, what you're going to love. That's your place. And so we, again, must tell you, you must be at the right place, at the right time, with the right people. You do not, and you have not come this far by yourself. God, what he does is, as you're serving, he sends human beings to influence others, to serve God. You cannot be in this world alone. And what he does is he allows you to get to know him a little more as you serve. So I say to the body of Christ tonight, wherever you are right now, stop using the church to build up your own kingdom. Stop using the church to build up your own business. Stop using the church to come in and get a position or a title, and you have not done the duty of serving the Lord first. Being true to what God has said, something to serve will definitely find you out. Learn to serve with a servant heart. Learn to be true to the word of God. Learn to be true to what God has said to do. Be honest. Be loving. Don't worry about your name going up in smoke. But serve the Lord and lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give God the glory and the honor and the chance to be before you tonight. And I pray that this is a quick little thing about serving God. You need no title or no position. And so I'm going to leave you with this, Psalms 102. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. So as we learn how to serve, you definitely have to ask the Holy Spirit where to serve and how to serve. But when you serve, you got to serve the Lord with everything you got. Not looking for a title or a position, but looking for what God has said to do for that particular assignment, for that particular season, and for that particular day or whatever God has said to do. To have that servant heart. Lord God, I just give you glory right now. I bless you wherever your men and women are at this moment. We bless every man, woman, boy, and girl that is here on this broadcast, that is listening to what God is saying through the servant. Hallelujah. We give God the glory. We bless them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we speak blessings upon their lives. And we ask, Lord, that you allow them to have a spirit of a servant heart. Show them where to serve, Lord. Show them the assignment on where to serve. Show them who to serve with concerning your kingdom, concerning your business, in and out of the church. We ask that new assignments, new servant assignments will come forth in the name of Jesus, and your people will be able to accept and not reject. And whatever it is, good or bad, they will do the work of the Father. And so, Father God, we give you glory for this opportunity. Now, I speak to the leadership right now. And I ask, Lord God, that you would break off every religion and tradition spirit right now. And you would plead the blood of Jesus over the lives and the hearts of your people that are leadership. We ask that you would root out the men and women who is not assigned to your kingdom business. But you would allow the leadership that has a servant heart, that has the unconditional love for your people, that they would come forth right now in the name of Jesus. And you would open every door of opportunity for them to walk into to do your business, to do your assignment. And that you make room for their assignments and their gifts. Father God, we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And we speak and we say blessings to everyone that is listening tonight. I pray that your lives will be transformed and changed by hearing the word of God. And so I challenge you tonight to go out wherever you are. Be not afraid because God is with you. And literally do what God has said to do. And it serve without requirements or qualifications, but serve as Aaron did, as Aaron's sons did in Exodus. And so we give you glory. We ask that you bless, Lord. Bless your people. Thank you for listening. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. We bless you. We bless you. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, God. I challenge you as well. Here's your homework. So literally get into that secret closet and find out where to serve. Hallelujah. And ask the Holy Spirit where to serve and how to serve. Oh, we thank God. Lord, show them their place. And we give God the glory. Blessings to everyone in Jesus' name. Amen.